You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday. Yeah, we have a brutal couple of days ahead, but it's going to warm up, and 50 by Monday. Just keep that in mind. Get through the next 48 hours, and we will all be okay. We have a couple of things to tell you. Are we going to try to squeeze Sue in, or are we going to do that another time?
We'll see how this goes. I'm trying to talk with her, but I want to get this started here.
Okay, well, you do that, and we'll figure it out. So Sergey's back. Masterworks 3. We literally have, there's a lot of things going on this weekend and a lot of great things that are going on this weekend. But this is one of them. Why don't you start out, like, I know we've talked about the past shows, but let's start from the beginning. Explain to me what the concept is here, and then we're going to introduce you to some of the students.
Right. So every year we do a special concert. The Millikan students audition and compete to be one of the winners for the Millikan Decatur annual concerto aria competition. So these are all the best students get together. I hire judges that come from multiple places to judge and to pick the best students to be the most applicable performers with a full symphony orchestra. And so this year, three soloists have won that spot, and we have started preparing. And this weekend, they'll have their appearance with Millikan Decatur Symphony Orchestra at Kirkland.
Okay, so introduce your students.
Sir, we have a soprano, Sarah, trumpeter, Trevor, and pianist, Leon.
Okay, now see, you had your alliteration going there until the very end. all right, so
that would have been perfect.
And so I will introduce them by fold. Now, Leon Lewis, is it, how do we pronounce your last name? Nicole?
Lewis Nicole.
Nicole.
Yes.
Okay, and you are pursuing a commercial music degree?
Yes, sir.
All right, and what does that entail? What are you studying?
The commercial music program entails me not only learning about the performance side of music, but also the business side of music. So I get to take music business classes like legal issues, where I learn about signing contracts, because that's very important for a musician. You don't want to sell your music away.
Been a lot of artists who have gone down that path. So it makes sense to be teaching the business end of the business. No doubt about it. Trevor Stout, you're a senior trumpet performance major?
That's right.
Okay, and when did you start playing?
Oh, gosh. I started back in fifth grade, probably.
Fifth grade? Yeah, what made you pick the trumpet?
That's a fun story. I wanted to play percussion. One of my best friends was a percussionist, and I put that down as my first choice, and the guy that was sitting next to in fifth grade was like, you should put trumpet down as your second choice. And I went down there to kind of audition on what instrument I wanted to do. And the guy that I was studying with, his name is Ben West. He teaches in Decatur Public School District. He didn't have any percussion instruments that day, but he's like, I have my trumpet here if you want to try that. And I tried it, and I didn't stop.
So it was kind of an accident, right?
a little bit.
So a lot of things had to sort of play out for you to pick up the trumpet. That's a great story. And then Sarah, is it Obert?
Yes.
Okay, you are a sophomore pursuing a degree in musical theater.
I am. Yes.
Now, let me ask you about Millikan's reputation in this regard. I mean, because if you look at all the famous alumni that have come through this pretty small school here in Decatur, and whether it's Broadway or Hollywood, we've had a lot of talent. I mean, fairly renowned, right?
Yeah, I guess I've read recently, I'm not sure exactly what number, but Millikan's theater department is ranked like top 10 or something.
Yeah, I would think so. There's a lot of folks over the years. All right, so tell me, Sergey, what will happen? Are you doing the pre-program?
Right, so at 6:30, I'll have a kind of informal and a more
So the show's at 7:30.
At 7:30, so an hour before, at 6:30, we'll have a pre-concert chat with the soloist, where I get to ask them kind of similar questions, but then they get to dig in deep and explain to the audience about their passion for the music. But not only that, but a background for the composers, their approach, what kind of new interpretive ideas they're bringing to the stage for the audience. So it's a wonderful chance for the audience to come and familiarize themselves with not only the composers, but also the performers who are performing as well.
Okay, now give me a rundown of the music for Saturday night.
Right, so there are three songs that Sarah sang. You want to talk about them quickly?
Absolutely, yeah. So I'll be singing one aria, one kind of like arietta, and then one musical theater piece. One is from the Boys from Syracuse, one is from Pirates of Penzance, and then one is from an opera. So I'm really excited to be able to perform with that orchestra. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. When you're up on stage there. Now, are you guys nervous at all?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I mean, equal parts nervous and excited for me.
That's okay. I don't think that ever really goes away, right? No. And so
nerves are great.
All right, so we know what Sarah's going to be doing. What are the other two students going to be doing?
Leon?
I'm going to be playing Grieg's concerto in A minor.
Okay.
Grieg was he was from Norway. He was one of Norway's first renowned pianists. He studied in Germany, but he's from Norway, obviously, and he tried to show his identity through his concerto.
Okay, and when did you start playing the piano?
I started playing when I was 10 years old. I started pretty late. I started off as a self-taught pianist when I grew up in Africa, and I started taking classes when I moved to America in 2010. So I've only been taking classes professionally for two and a half years.
Yes. Is that so? He's a bit of a prodigy. Huh?
No.
I mean,
that's quite spectacular for someone to be self-taught, but then take formal lessons of 2.5 years and win the concerto competition. I mean, that's saying something to not only the talent, but the hard work, but also the exceptionalism academically and pedagogically that happens at Millikan, to be able to take that and take the talent, take the hard work, and refine it into something where outside judges could hear and say, wow, this is great. This is someone who is ready to perform with the full symphony orchestra.
That's pretty amazing. All right, so Saturday night, this Saturday, February 2nd, the orchestra will be performing. The show starts at 7:30, but as you said earlier, 6:30, there'll be a discussion. You'll have these three young people there to answer questions and talk to the audience. Now, what kind of, do you get good questions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
I mean, walk me through some of the past dialogue. What's the weirdest question you ever get?
Yeah, I would like to know, too. Yeah.
The weirdest questions? Well, you know, this is just one of, I can't give it all away because I want you guys to be on your toes for Saturday. But some of the most fascinating things are revealed, so to speak, in that pre-concert talk. One asks questions about, you know, inspiration,
mm-hmm.
or what's the hardest obstacle you've ever overcome in your professional career, the type of things people share, and the audience sympathizes, because performing in front of many people, but not only that, what makes this concert so special for me and to work with young artists is because everything that you hear as an audience member is happening live and produced by people. There's no electronic music, so nothing is amplified. So what you hear is what people have, the talent and the people that, the skill that people are demonstrating. There's no safety net. And so to be in that a vulnerable position like that, where anything can happen, we have to make adjustments that are happening in time. Somebody misses that, we have to adjust. And so it's a living organism that happens right in time. And to be able to do that with soloists and leading the orchestra all in one, it's a very exhilarating, nerve-wracking experience. I don't know why I do it, but every single time the concert finishes, I'm like, oh, I should do this again. And then the next concert comes along. Like, I tell you, like, one of my favorite quotes is by, you know, actually a comedian that said, if you're not nervous before a show, you're not working hard enough or you're not trying hard enough. And so that always gives me that courage before rehearsal. Like, get nervous all the time. I worry about that things are going to go right. And
sure.
Then once the music starts, as you know, everybody here can attest, is just that ease, and you are reminded why you got into this in the first place.
You know, that translates to music in general, right? I mean, I feel sorry for the kids today, and this sounds like such an old man story, but when I grew up, there were a time where popular music or rock and roll, bands were together 20, 30 years. You know, you didn't right. win it on a game show. I mean, you had to put in the right. time, the talent, and they were always great live performers because yeah. of exactly what you just explained. Right. So much of music is made today isn't real. I mean, it's necessarily talent. We're changing right. voices. We're changing right. everything. Yeah. So when you go see that live, they've got to put up the big video screens and the flashing right. lights because there's not a lot of music on display.
Right. I mean, what can be said by someone who's singing to a backtrack?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It can be a fun produced. Show, but it's right. not actually decent music.
Right. I mean, maybe aside from that, the fact that nothing is changing, the tempo is set.
Yes.
The volumes are set. There's very little opportunity for give and take. Whereas when music is happening all live and everything that you're hearing is produced by people right at that moment, that's exciting. That's exciting.
All right, great stuff. Well, people can get tickets by going to Kirkland Fine Arts box office. You can go to KirklandFineArts.com. Tickets available at the door that day?
Yes. I believe so, okay. Unless it's all sold out, unless which it's happens also. Often enough
all right.
Nowadays.
$10, $15, $20, and if you have kids K through 12, it's only $5, which is a great deal to get young kids out and get them excited about music. So the trumpet, our guy plays the trumpet, and it's strange. You know, everybody wants to be the drummer or the guitarist, right? I mean, when you're young.
I was the drummer.
Yeah. So the trumpet works out. Guys, it was great meeting you. Good luck on Saturday. Sergey, we'll see you again soon.
Thank you for having us.